In the second Aliyah of Parshas Shmos, we read about Moshe's birth, but first we read about his parents' marriage. The pasuk tells us, "Vayelach ish mi beis Levi, vayikach es bas Levi." Rav Shechter often points out that the reason the Torah tells us about his parents' marriage is because this is now about the Jewish people, so the way they meet is also a part of Torah. When we came to Avram and Sarah, that was before the Jewish people had started, so the way they met was not significant for how Jewish people should live. They were not yet Jewish. But now we're dealing with the Jewish people, so even this part of their lives is significant, so the Torah tells us about this. The Maharal in the Gurus Hashem points out, however, that it doesn't mention his parents' name here because Moshe is not to be attached to specific human beings. And indeed, the idea that the pasuk tells us v'tero so kitovu, and the Yismach Moshe comments that this is to suggest that he is kulo tov, this is to set him apart and to separate him from a human connection, which is a interesting idea, and it's different than what you find in other commentaries. So, for example, Rav Chaim Shmuel Fal Hirsch later on in Parshas Va'era tells us that the Torah over there brings us all of the yichas of Moshe to show us that specifically that he does come from human lineage and to emphasize his humanity. So we find different themes here in terms of Moshe's connection to normal human traits, and on the other hand, the idea that he's kind of born perfect. And there is, in general, a tension. We find here the notion of him being born mohel and being born in kind of a perfect state. And at the same time, there are midrashim that give us a different impression. So, for example, there's a medrash that we don't know exactly where it is, but it's quoted in the Tiferes Yisrael. It says there was a king who wanted to get a better understanding of Moshe Rabbeinu, and he had an artist who was able to tap into people's true characters, and he asked him to give him a painting of Moshe, and he made a painting and he showed it to the king, and the painting described someone of very low character and somebody who had a terrible temper. And the king seeks out Moshe Rabbeinu, and he finds that he does indeed look like this picture, and he asks him about it, and Moshe responds that indeed he was born with these very challenged midos, but he overcame them, and he worked to change his midos and to become the tzaddik that he turned out to be. So we have these different traditions about whether Moshe was born kind of a perfected state, or whether he had these challenging character traits, and he overcame them. But in any event, he's brought to the house of Paro eventually. And Ibn Ezra over here comments that the reason Kadosh Baruch Hu worked it out, that the savior of the Jewish people, that Moshe would grow up in the house of Paro, was either so that the Jews would respect him, which they would have a hard time doing if they had known him as an Eved like they were, or so that he should have the mentality of someone who was noble and not of an Eved. So in order for that to happen, he has to first be found. So we have the story here of him being placed in the river, and he cries, and Chazal tell us that he had an unusual kind of cry, at least according to one opinion in the Gemara in Sota and Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. That's how the Gemara explains the language v'hinei nar boche, that it sounds like it was a young boy crying and not like a baby. So the daughter of Paro hears this, and the Torah says that she did something to retrieve him. And the language is Latishlach es amasa. And the Gemara there in Sota has two opinions what that means. Either she sent her maidservant to retrieve him, or she stretched out her arm, and it extended way beyond what it normally physically should be able to reach. And Reb Chaim Shmulevitz has a shmooze about this, in which he comments that sometimes we want to help, but we think that it's beyond our reach, literally or figuratively, so we don't even try. And the message is that if we are motivated enough, then it's worth trying, and we may find that we can accomplish even more than we thought we can. And whether or not that actually happens, or whether it's just our expression of willingness that conveys an empathy and that conveys a caring, and that itself may be effective, but even beyond that, we may find that if we stretch ourselves, literally or figuratively, we may be able to accomplish something tremendous. So here indeed, the daughter of Paro, who has this kind and sensitive heart, she is able to recover Moshe from the river, and she gives him this name, Moshe, and she explains, Ki min hamayim mishisihu, because I have drawn him from the water, so I will call him Moshe. So that's interesting on a few levels. First of all, it's a Hebrew name, not an Egyptian name. And also, if she really wants to emphasize that he was drawn, so then she should have called him Mashui. And Rav Shamshon Afal Hirsch has a fascinating comment over here that he's commenting as well on that point of the daughter of Paro and her sensitive and caring nature, and that she wanted to have embedded in Moshe's name not only that he was drawn, but that he will take that attitude of how he was helped and convey that to others, and that he will be a source of help and assistance to others. And of course, indeed, this is the quality that he ultimately will come to embody. So we see more about the character of the daughter of Paro here and what she's able to perceive and what she's able to convey. So she wants Moshe to have this attitude of transferring that spirit of assistance to others. And also the fact that she gave him a Hebrew name is also because she wanted him to feel connected to his heritage. So she presumably asked his mother for some guidance as to how to say it in Hebrew rather than giving him an Egyptian name. And that was her desire, that he should feel connected to where he came from and that he should feel a push to be a source of assistance to others. And of course, all of that came true. And this is a part of this chus of the daughter of Paro extending herself and wanting to help and to convey that chesed.